Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Frequency and severity, two aspects of accidents. There has been a lot of dialogue lately about high severity accidents. Some have questioned the basic assumptions of people like Heinrich that tended to think that all levels of severity come from the same risk pools. Several research projects have focused on severe accidents and sought to determine their root causes and find strategies to prevent them. The real danger in focusing on topics like this is that we tend to lose the balance of our safety efforts. We tend to focus either on the highest frequency accidents or the highest severity accidents, and not on both. While the majority of severe injuries resulted from process issues that are usually covered by rules and procedures, and the most frequent accidents tend to be more personal and involve worker behaviors, there are exceptions to both. It is critical that we achieve compliance with regulations and our own rules and procedures while encouraging and empowering workers to go above and beyond. If we take our focus off one kind of risk while we work on another, we do so at workers' peril. Even mundane risks can sometimes result in unusual severe injuries. A behavioral approach should not take effort away from compliance efforts. While we strive to better understand both our severe and our frequent accidents, we should balance our efforts to prevent both types.
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.